Tamirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshulan Militam Jena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagano Lalita Sri Visakan Pitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorengi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vaisavani Sviti Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakal Padaru Vyascha Kripa Sandhu Vyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jagannath Ratha Yatra Festival ki, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Lila chapter 13. Ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Ratha Yatra. May the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who dance in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified by seeing his dancing. Not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glory to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Ratha Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associate got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associate then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Bijai. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and get up onto the car. King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Ratha Yatra. The very strongly built dieters, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word Daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as Daitas. These servants do not come from very high caste families. Brahmanas, Satriyas or Vaishyas, but because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus, they are known as Daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snan Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rataka. In the Chaitra Mahatmya, these deities are said to come from the Sabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the deities, there are also many who come from the Brahmana caste. Those deities coming from the Brahmana families are called Daitapatis, or leaders of the deities. The Daitapatis offer food such as sweetmeat to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period after Snan Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeat daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever, and that the Daita parties offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Sabaras and was known as the deity Neel Madhav. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Sabaras, all the Sabara devotees were elevated to the position of deities. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the deities took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the deities caught hold of his rope and raised the deity. Strong, puffed-up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the deities. While the deities carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke and a cotton content floated into the air. When they broke, they made a very cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? The Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, Manima, Manima, but he could not be heard. While the dog was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still, he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. A devotee who has received even a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Prataparudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus, the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental kripa. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets this association of a bona fide Guru. And by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations of the Ratha car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, white whisk made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with a silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the passing to the Ratha Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the rattle car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Swakya and Parakya. The Lord's conjugal love in the Swakya Ras relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwarka, where the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called Parakya Rasa. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune in Swakya Rasa, and he goes to Vrindavan, where he enjoys the Parakya Rasa. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in Parakya Rasa is superior to his pleasure in Swakya Rasa. In the material world, Parakya Rasa, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is the most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affairs is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The Parakya Rasa of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The Parakya Rasa in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold, and the latter is like iron. Because the difference between the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, just as a knowledgeable person can easily distinguish gold from iron, one who has the proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from material activities. Do you want us to continue reading, or should we say something? Huh? Question you want? Should we say something, or should we continue reading? Huh? Okay, we'll say something. Sweet desire and the causeless mercy of Lord Jagannath. Sometimes it's very difficult to distinguish between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which of them is more merciful. We are all aware that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extremely merciful. But when you see how Lord Jagannath is being treated, then you wonder if Lord Jagannath is more merciful or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful. In the beginning, we were talking about the daitas. Daitas, Prabhupada said, there are two categories. One category, they are sabra, low class. And Prabhupada specifically mentioned, they keep pigs. Like we have cow head, we also have goat heads, and we have pig heads. So daitas are pig heads. They keep pigs. And even here in Vrindavan, we know that everything is transcendental. Everything is completely spiritual and very sweet. But I don't know how many of us say would like to associate with pigs. To associate with pigs. Pigs. And they are always in ecstasy, especially in Vrindavan. They are always in ecstasy. Their ears are always standing on ends. In ecstasy of entering into a deep, filthy gutter. That is where they have their bliss. Their bliss comes from there. And Lord Jagannath accepted them to be his personal servant. Even before he became Jagannath, as Neel Madhava, he was not worshipped by Brahmanas. The Sabra king, he was worshipping Lord Jagannath, kept the deity in the forest for two reasons. One reason, it was Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga, the process of worship of Krishna is not by deity worship, it is by meditation. Therefore, it is illegal to worship the deity. So he kept the deity in the forest, secluded that nobody knows, only himself, and maybe his daughter. The second reason was that he is a Sabra, you know, the Brahmana. If the Brahmana community gets to know, they will kill him. Because it is an abomination for a non-Brahmana to worship the deity. It's an offense. Of course, in ISKCON today, there are so many temples that the deities are attended to by non-Brahmanas. Many temples. This can be considered because in Kali Yuga. But in Satya Yuga, that is complete, it is 100% unheard of. And it should not be even meditated upon. A Sudra is, or someone below the Sudra is worshipping the deity. And also worshipping deity, which is not the process of God realization. The process is meditation. So the Sabra king kept Neel Madhava deity in the forest. So he goes there to worship the deity alone. Out of his causeless mercy. This is the nature of the Supreme Lord. The Lord desired to be worshipped, not just by one person. He is satisfied with the love of the devotee worshipping him, but the Lord wants to give audience to the world. He wants to give chance for everyone to have access to him. Therefore, he desired to come out. For him to come out, He made the way, he made his arrangement by his own causeless mercy. A very unknown Brahmana came to the king Indradyumna. The king Indradyumna is not Indradyumna of Jagannath, and he is not from Jagannath, he is from Ujjain. And he was describing a very beautiful, beautiful, sweet deity. And for a devotee hearing about the beauty of Lord Krishna, so attractive, so sweet, so merciful, so kind, how will you feel? The next thing is to desire to see it, to see, to have that. Where is that deity? But the Brahmana disappeared without disclosing where to find the deity. So the king was in anxiety. Where will I find this deity? Here, what is happening is that the king heard, and from hearing, bona fide hearing, so powerful that the deity became manifested in his heart by hearing, not by seeing. This is hearing. Hearing, not just an exercise or keeping our body in a particular place, environment where prabhachan is going on. Hearing is completely different. It's a different assignment and science. Hearing. The king got the deity printed in his heart through the ear. And the desire to physically see and render the service became burning in his heart. So he sent all his ministers, go the whole world, search for this deity, wherever you find him, bring the deity here. But they did not know where the deity is. But the desire of the king and his order must be followed. So they went everywhere. Everywhere doesn't mean India that time. Everywhere means they went the whole world searching. Don't doubt that. At that time, people were civilized, people were cultured. People also have the perfection of mysticism. They can do everything by will. This time we don't do anything by will. We have to depend on so many things. So many factors are there. At that time, people does not depend on anything. They are free because of their purity. So it was not a difficulty, not a problem for them to travel from here to Brazil, to go to London, to go to America or Japan in a few days and come back. It's not a problem. So they went everywhere and they returned back without tracing where the deity is. Lord Krishna can only be seen, properly mentioned in the purport. Lord Krishna can only be seen, worshipped, and appreciated only by devotees. So those who went, they searched everywhere, have no love for Krishna. Only one Brahman who has love for Krishna searched and desired, I will not go back to my king until I'm able to find this determination. Without determination, devotion will not be easy. Because on the part of Krishna consciousness, oh, for any wonderful thing to happen, there must be sacrifice. That sacrifice will be attained, will be achieved if one is determined. So the Brahmana decided, I will not go back to my king. If I am a devotee, if I am a disciple, I must satisfy my spiritual master by my service. That requires determination. And Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham satata yutanam bhajatam priti pruvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam upayantite. It's not an empty word. The devotees have to manifest every word Krishna is speaking. So the Brahmana, he fulfilled this. He made it practical. I will not go back until I will succeed in getting my king desire fulfilled. Because of his desire, Krishna gave him the intelligence and started guiding him and directing him that of all the places, he has to go to the village of the Sabras. Not even the Brahmanas and other cultures people. He has to go to the house of the Sabras. Who is directing him? Krishna. Who gives intelligence to his devotees to get him. So while he was there, at that time, he has gone to do the worship. Only the daughter was there in the house. But he stayed because he was very hungry and thirsty on the mission to fulfill the desire of his master. Regulative principles are given to correct, is not to break anyone, it is to rectify, it's for rectification. And rules and regulations should be followed when it justified success at the end. He is a Brahmana. He is saying with a Sudra, accepting food from a Sudra. It is not scriptural, but he did. Many people follow rules and regulations whimsically, without understanding the purpose or not knowing the essence or rejecting it whimsically. Rupa Goswami condemns that. So he stayed and accepted the food. Not only staying and associating with Sabra, which is also a very risky thing for him, because what the Brahmana community would discover, what will happen to him? He'll be killed. Saratan Goswami, Rupa Goswami were rejected. Why? They associated with a Muslim. So this Brahmana risked his life. He risked his life to satisfy his master. He became successful. Not only staying with the Sudras or less than Sudras, accepting the food, he even married a Sudra, a Sabara. So there's no chance for him in the Brahmana community any longer. But he did not care. He's only concerned with his service. And the Sabara king returned back to see the Brahman. He was very happy. Which was also risky for himself. It is risky for himself. And he is maintaining a Brahmana. Risky, but both of them took risk for the pleasure of the Lord. Gradually, the Brahmana noticed that his father-in-law goes out every night. So he asks his wife, "Your father is a thief?" Say no. Then why the whole day he is in the house in the night? He's not here. So my father has very beautiful deity he worships. That he does the worship only in the night. Huh? What? Huh? That's what I'm looking for. My journey becoming successful. He became interested. Yeah.
tell me, how is that deity? You will not be able to remove your eyes from that deity. If you see the deity, you will never be able to remove your eye from that deity. So beautiful, so charming. If you see the deity, it will steal your heart. The Brahma became eager. But he controlled himself. He controlled himself. He didn't manifest his real desire. He controlled his desire and waited. After a few days, then he questions his wife, "Can you tell your father to take me to see the deities?" "No, my father will never. I myself, the daughter, have not been there. So how can you go there?" The Brahmana said, I'm your husband. So you belong to me. You are my property. We are not different. So I'm you and you are me. Tell your father, I want to see that deity. She told the father, immediately upon hearing this, the Sabara king said, "Yes, today my suspicion has become a reality. I've been suspecting this Brahmana, how he came here. I've been staying here all these days. Who knows where he came from? I've been staying here. Now I understand he came for the interest of my deity. It will not happen." But the Brahmana pleaded. So his wife has to go to the husband, and so go to the father, and use her weapon. What is her weapon? Weapon. Women have seven weapons. Six are a subtle one, but the one is gross. Which one? The gross one is tears, crying. So she cried before her father. She cried, "This is my husband. This is my husband. So whatever you can do to me, have to do to my husband. It's my husband. Let him see the deity." So she succeeded. That's a very strong weapon for women. He succeeded. On the condition that I will take your husband, but be blindfolded. The Brahmana, already Krishna has given intelligence. He said, "Yes, no problem. But give me some mustard seed." He took some mustard seed. I was blindfolded. When they were going, he would take some, throw it, take some and throw it. See the patience. Mustard seed, does it grow for one day? It takes a long time to grow. He tolerated, he was patient, he nurtured the tree of bhakti, he waited patiently, and he was taken to the forest. When they got there, the blindfold was removed. When he saw the deity, truly, he became absorbed in the bliss of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the father-in-law said, "Wait here. I will go and get some things to worship the deities." While he was waiting and very absorbed in the beauty of the deity, he was actually drinking the beauty of the deity through the eyes. Hmm?
That is the process. When we come before the deity, we should not look at the jewels. We should look at the beauty of the deity and drink the beauty. That's the purpose they are standing here, to capture our mind. Not the jewels. We don't see only the jewels and forget the real thing. We should look at for Krishna, the jewels becomes useful and important because they are decorating the Krishna's body. For we, our beauty depends on the decorations we have. That's the difference. Krishna beautified the jewel which he wears. For we, it's the jewels that beautify us because we're ugly. So our beauty depends on external objects. The Krishna's beauty is eternal, and everything becomes beautiful in connection with Krishna. So when he was drinking the beauty of Krishna through his eyes, just by the side, there was a pond, and a crow fell inside that pond and instantly developed four hands and went back to Vaikuntha. So this is a great chance for me to go back to Godhead. And he wanted to jump inside. And Neel Madhavada told him, "You came here for a purpose. You have not completed the assignment. Don't do that. Go back and tell your king they have seen me. Then if you like, I can come back here and go." So he gave up that and waited. Everything was done. And finally, they went back home and he told his in-law, "Today I will return back to my house and I'm going with my wife." The Savara king arrested him and locked him up. "You cannot go. You are living here means you will soon come back to take my deities." So Neel Madhava told him, "My dear devotee, I have been worshipped by you for years and I'm satisfied with you. But now I have the desire to be worshipped by Indradyumna Maharaj. By his worship, the whole universe will come and have my shelter. If I stay here, it's only you. What will happen to other living entities? So please, let him go." So the Brahmana was released. He went back to inform King Indradyumna that, "Yes, I have seen the deity. The king took his troop and they marched to the Sabra village. Immediately he arrested the Sabra and locked him up. And Lila Madhava told him, "Don't do that. Go and take me." Because when he went there, he didn't see the deity. Lila Madhava had disappeared. So he thought the Savara king has hidden the deity somewhere. But the deity told him, "No, I will not appear to you in this form. I have a different form I want to manifest. So if you go to the bank of the river, you will see two logs of wood are coming. Take them and you cut me." He went there. Actually, he saw the three woods, but he had no strength to take them. What is the wrestlers? He have no strength to take them. They tried. They used the elephant, nothing. The king was in anxiety. The deity told him, "See, I am the supreme king. How will you take me like this? Enter a car? Go and bring a golden chariot. I'll make all the necessary ceremony." So he said, "Oh, okay. This is great." He quickly made the golden chariot and brought what they couldn't do by lifting with all the heavy wrestlers and the elephant. One person was able to lift the wood to the chariot. And they were taken for carving. And all you know the patterns of carving. You know the patterns of how the process came for carving. And the assignment went on. It was broken. And the king was in anxiety. Jagannath told him, "See, this is my plan. I want to appear like this. This is my plan. So if you like to see me, see me with the hands and feet. Then sometimes you can put me put some feet. Sometimes you can put me hands. No problem. That enemy was made. And he went to Lobrama to bring Lobrama to come and install the deity. When Lobrama came and he saw that, he saw that Nilachal, that time it was Blue Mountain. Now if you go to Jagannapur, you don't see Blue Mountain. You don't even see a mountain. In Satyayuga, it was a mountain and blue in color, Nilachal. That is why, you see, when Chitambabu was coming from Navadvip to Jagannath, to Puri, when he got to the place, the river Nityananda broke his danda, from there he was seeing the chakra. Today, if you go there, will you do that? Will you see? From that, it's 20 kilometers. You won't see. Why? Because the mountain is gone. And Lord Brahma also saw that it was in the shape of a conch shell and chakra together. So Brahma said, this place is already, it's not part of this material world. So there's nothing to be consecrated here. Just install the deity like this. So Jagannath deity was installed. Lord Brahma only placed the chakra on top, and he left, and Jagannath worship continued. Lord Jagannath has different ways of appearance, a different pastime. This is just one hand of Jagannath manifested. So Rupa Goswami also described a different way Jagannath appeared in his book. Just 2 minutes. Only 2 minutes. 3 minutes. I'll finish. I'm cutting it so that I don't take your time. So, there he described how Srimati Radharani was feeling the pain of suppression from Krishna. And the pain was increasing her temperature. The temperature has gone almost to the point of death. And then Visakha sent a letter to Krishna. Krishna, come and see what is happening. Any moment from now, Srimati Radharani will die from separation, from your separation, feeling of separation from you. The next day, she sent another letter. Yesterday, I told you Srimati Radharani is about to die, but now she's dead. So come and take your dead body. You are very expert at killing those who have completely given their life to you. After you capture them, then you put them in the condition and go away. You don't care how they suffer. Come and see Srimati Radharani is dead. This is your pleasure. Come and take and do whatever you like to do. Well, Krishna read the letter. Immediately he mounted the chariot and ran. When he came and he saw that Srimati Radharani is actually lying lifeless. And Krishna was looking. So how to revive Srimati Radharani? Lalita told Visakha, go to Radhani's ear and chant Krishna. That's the medicine to revive her. So she did, and Srimati Radharani slowly was coming back to consciousness. While she was doing that, Krishna, seeing that Srimati Radharani was dead, he also fell down dead. Now Srimati Radharani was revived, and Krishna is dead. So Lalita also told Bisaka, now you go to Krishna and chant Ra Da. So she went and chanted Ra Da. Rupa Goswami said, these two syllables, Ra Da, are the key to unlock the ocean of material existence. So as she chanted that, Krishna also regain his consciousness. So when Krishna regained consciousness, Radha and Krishna, they met themselves face to face. They were looking at each other. The bliss of Krishna and Radharani came together and mixed together. That forms the body of Jagannath. Jagannatha Swami ki. Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gautama Nandi, all glorious assembled devotees.